So last week we were in the bracha of Al HaTzadikim. And I just wanted, there's a few things, it's a long bracha, we didn't get to quite finish it. At the end of the bracha, so we're talking about that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should grant tremendous yata d'shmaya to tzadikim, chasidim, all these different categories. Plitas Beis Ephraim, you said you liked that part from last week. You know, they're the ones that are left, not that many left. And the Geri HaTzedek, Yamuna Rachamecha Hashem, you should make your rachamim be visible, be known, be understood. And the saints Zachar Toiv Chalaboitchem Shimcha Be'emes, give them the proper schar, which we said, what was the chiddush? We said from Rabbi Miller, the chiddush is that they should get the schar even in this world, so that it should be a kavachim shemaim for those that are b'teach b'Hashem. And be'emes, because like we said, you know, the Chazon Ish says that sometimes the greatest excuse for laziness is bitachon. Right? People will say, oh, I'm bitachon, I'm bitachon. And meanwhile, it's just that they don't, you know, they're using it. So, the opposite. You know, then we say, v'simchel keinu imoem lo'olam, and put us with them, which is two pshatim. Either it means we should be able to be with them, so we should be zeiche to learn from them, or it means chakinu imoem lo'olam, that we should get tzchar with them. And as we should be listed amongst those people that get the special treatment from HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Like hang on their coattails, kind of?
Yeah, we should be able to be looked, viewed by Hashem as one of these people. I want to focus on this phrase. V'loy nevoish, we should not, v'loy nevoish, kivacha batach. No, the not pashup shot is that it's not from the pashup shot is that it means one, we shouldn't be embarrassed, lo'ilam v'ay. There is another pshat, v'loy nevoish, lo'ilam v'ay, means we should not be boishesh, which means we shouldn't have to wait. We shouldn't, like, vayara amki boishesh Moshe. Moshe was waiting, you know, delayed in coming down. So sometimes boishesh means to delay. So Hashem, we shouldn't have to delay and wait to see, you know, our schar. Hashem, show it in this world immediately. Okay. But the Pashup Shat means that we shouldn't be embarrassed. What does this mean? Now, interestingly, we do ask for this in numerous places.
Benching.
We ask for it in benching, in the Brach of Rachim. In this sitter, it's on page 83. So you see, he's at the very end. It says, "V'loyli de alva asam, loyli de matnas basar v'adam, not to the present of mankind, v'loyli de alva asam, and not to the not for their halva." Ki im, right? And incidentally, I told you about the gavar, Rabbi Ben Gigi. Listen to this gavar. Rav Palm, someone said to Rav Palm, that how do you know? Rav Palm said that everything you need to ask for is invention. Just have to put everything. So someone said, I'm having a transplant. And I was diagnosed. I was diagnosed for a transplant. So how do I down for this? He says, loyli de matnas basar v'dam. I shouldn't need a matana of basar or dam.
Oh,
unbelievable touch. Yeah. Not a matana, a matana from a basar v'dam. Right? Literally means a matana from a basar v'dam, a human being. You know, I shouldn't need a matana of basar or dam. That was a touch. But anyway, unbelievable shot. What?
Ask for something like that.
That Pashup shot? Well, I don't know if it's Pashup Shah, but it's definitely a Gishmak of heart that you thought of on your, if you thought of it on the spot, it's pretty good. V'lo l'deal v'asam, kim liyotram le'apsucha akdosh arach HaShem, we should only come on to you, sh'loi nevoish v'loi nikolim l'olamad. Again, so you shouldn't be embarrassed. L'olam v'lai. What are we so worried about being embarrassed? Like my son said today, like, you know, it's like a Gishmak to play this game if you're not going to be good at it because you'll get embarrassed if you mess up. But, you know, what are you so nervous about? Being embarrassed. We asked for it here. Then we asked for it again in Avarabo. In Avarabo over here on page 37, also, the first line. So, V'dabik l'beinu b'mitzazach v'yachid l'v'veinu l'avu yirash v'yachid v'loi nevoi sh'loi l'mvoi. So, what do we keep being busy with that we shouldn't be embarrassed? So, what's the shot on this phrase? Seems to be a pretty sadistic phrase. So, in benching and here, we put the phrase together with kivachava tachnu. So, one pshat is that normally and especially the one in benching, it reads very nicely like this. It says, normally, if you have to come on to somebody, it's embarrassing. People don't want to have to take tzedakah and have to, it's not kishmak, so it's embarrassing. So a person would think, so therefore, I don't want to have to come on to. What about if you have to come on to Kodesh Baruch Hu? So he says, the person says to their friend, he says that I am so, the king needs me so much that he put me on staff, and he, you know, full support, you know, he takes care of all everything I need just so that I can concentrate on doing my job. So it's a sign of COVID. It's not a sign of embarrassment, right? So he's saying, I don't want to have to come on to anybody. But if I come on to Kodesh Baruch Hu, there's no busha in that. Coming on to Kodesh Baruch Hu, there's no busha. It's the opposite. It's a COVID. That's what the Siddur Agra says. Habatech al Adam, Hagam Shem Emali Bakashasai, Hashem gives you, Im Kozel Leboishes Yechashiv. Lemaisa, it's a little embarrassing. Achabotech Hashem, Ein Kovod Nizgav Mizeh. There's the biggest Kovod, Shehu Nezar Me'ez Hashem, that Hashem takes care of you. The fact that Hashem takes care of you is fakir, it's a Kovod. It's not a problem.
Even
Avraham,
he was saying,
right. So that's what we say. I don't want to take matnas basav adam. I want from you, because from you it's not embarrassing. From anybody else, it is. That's the pshat. That's if I get it from you, it's not embarrassing. That's one pshat. The other pshat we said last week is that. If we have bitachin in other things, eventually, Lasad Lavai will realize how foolish we were to have bitachin in those things. So we're going to come to the Olam HaEmes, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to say, remember that thing that you thought was ay-ay-ay? It was hevel v'rik. It was nothing. So you're going to be totally embarrassed. You're such a fool that you thought that that was Yesh Tvar Megad. You thought that there was something there to rely on? It's no sense. How could you have even thought that? So the Havamina, to think that something else, other than Kadosh Baruch Hu, has any significance, you're going to realize how foolish that was, Asa Lavoi. So therefore, Hashem, don't make me have to be buteach and come on to other things, because if I do that, Asa Lavoi, I'm going to be embarrassed. The only way not to be embarrassed is if we realize that for Karet, the only place to have the bitachin is from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's a different pshat. Okay? So,
so what's the way to remedy the bitachin is something else in this world before we get to the next world? Is it through Shiva?
It's through having bitachin in a Kodesh Baruch Hu.
Yeah.
You know, the bitachin in Hashem is where, is where you see that. That's where it stands out. A person that has bitachin in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's where it stands out that he's not bitachin in something else.
So even if you did it, it doesn't matter now. It's a new beginning. You can start showing that bitachin.
Right. It's a tefillah. No, for sure. The point is that you're showing now that you're working on being bitach in the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And then you say, look, don't make me have to come on to other people. I want to come on to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And by doing that, you know, Kodesh Baruch Hu will give. You know, that's one. That's another pshat. Then there was another pshat from the Sefer Dover Shalom. He brought it down in the Sefer here. We'll just find where he brought it down.
I think aren't there two batachnis involved? There's batachni in the Eibishter, and then the bracha ends with tachat tzaddik.
Yeah, we're going to see that soon. But now, there's another knach in the Avarabba, but the way they want to say it is a little different. If you look at the Avarabba, so in the benching and here, it sounds like the remedy for this busha is having bitachon in Hashem. Because as opposed to having bitachon in anything other than Hashem. In the Avarabba, it's slightly different. In the Avarabba, it says, V'hoyerei neinu b'sar ha-secha, light, v'dabek libeinu b'mitzvei-secha, v'yached levavenu. Yached levavenu means that you should make our singular kavana or focus from our heart is la'avol yiras shemecha. It shouldn't be mixed in with anything else. Okay, like you know, it should be a clear focus.
Pure love and pure fear.
Right, not for any ulterior motive. The lo nevoish lo ilam voet. So there, the lo nevoish doesn't come in so well. But the answer is very similar to the other pshat. If a person
olam ve'ed would be olam hazeh and olam haba.
Okay, but we're not talking about bitachon here. So what are we talking about? So the answer is that it's very similar. Because if you're not yached levavenu, if you're mixed in with other things, you want kavod, you know, you want honor, you want other things other than, right, some ulterior motive, that's not the MS. That also is going to come out lasid lava. So part of lo nevoish lo ilam voed is, again, that we should be so clear in our motive, make it v'ha'er einenu, make it that we have such clarity that we're not looking for any ulterior motive, we're not looking for anything other than a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that will give us clarity, lasid lava, that we won't be embarrassed. But once you're going to mix in something else, and it's not such a pure motive, and it's not such a pure thing, then all of a sudden, lasid lava, they're going to be like, this guy's a little iffy, you know? He was in, he was out, he wasn't so bought in. Okay? So it fits in, but it's on a different knach, right? In the benching, and here it's about the bitachon, and here it's about the mitzvahs themselves. Okay? Now, the Siddur Agra makes this a little bit more of a fundamental bakasha, because he brings from the Ramchal the whole idea, the whole concept, that this is how we have to work for mitzvahs bizman hazeh. Why do we have to work for mitzvahs? Why do we have to work for our schar? Why doesn't the Kadosh Baruch just give us schar in a silver platter? Because it will be called Nahama de Kisufa. It will be called bread of embarrassment, because a person would be getting things for free and he didn't earn them. Then if he gets it and he's not earning it, then he's embarrassed to receive it. So part of it is we're asking Kadosh Baruch Hu, at least in Avarava, allow me to have the proper Yir Shamayim, allow me to do the mitzvahs properly, allow me to have bitachon so that I could earn my schar. And if I earn my schar, I won't have that busha of having to come onto the schar for free.
Okay.
So it's another similar,
okay.
A different busha, right. Now, Rabbi Yona, by the way, Rabbi Yona says an interesting thing, that he says, remember when you did something really embarrassing? That moment, you're so, like, you know, overtaken by that feeling of embarrassing. What's the only thing that gets you out of it? What's the only thing that's like, okay, that there's tomorrow? And there's the next day. And like eventually, okay, so this second, sometimes with pain, it's that way. Person feels pain, you know, okay, maybe tomorrow will go away. And the fact that tomorrow, people eventually, you know, okay, there's another story in the news. I'll move on eventually. So right away when you're embarrassed, it's very bad. But even then, in the back of your mind, you know it's not that bad because it's going to go away tomorrow. But the Zakta Ben Yoyna, what makes it go away? What makes it go away is the teva of the guf, is that things kind of flow. But when you separate the guf and it's just the neshama, that sharpness of the busha stays loyal and void. It never diminishes. Pretty strong musar. See, that feeling of the busha, the initial busha, first of all, never gets weakened, and so also, it doesn't get weaker because of the nechama, quote-unquote, that, oh, people will forget about it tomorrow. There's no tomorrow, there's no forgetting. So you're really stuck, right? So, the Rabbi Yehuda says, V'chiyasa ish davar keir v'yizbayish lov m'bnei adam, l'shona o l'shnasayim, yishkach adavar v'yelech habusha me'elav. The busha will go away. V'gam ki lo yishkach miliboy. We'll be old. Fine. Ach, b'yos ha-nefesh levada, when the nefesh is separated from the guf, ein shikcha lefaneha. There's no shikcha. Ki kula bara v'zaka. Ein shum teva. Me'agashmi im b'soicha. U'mizbayeshes, lefnei ma'ach ma'ach, im lochem kashbachu le'oilam, ולאול מעד טעם מויר הבושה כאויסה שעה שהאויסה עמדס לפונוב. That busha will be the same sharpness as it was at the minute that it happened. לאולם לנצח נצחים.
No.
I'm saying, but you have to understand what type of busha it's going to be like. When a kashbos megala a person something or other, you got to work on it in this world if you don't want to get embarrassed up there.
That's what does that saying. Mean, to feel the busha in this world in my vidui?
No, he's saying that a person that has these whatever it is that we're davening for is that we shouldn't experience a busha l'olam void. That's the words l'olam void.
There will be always some type of busha because it's really, really hard to get to where our purpose in life is. And really, Hashem can assure us, this is supposed to be you, and this is who you came, you know. So there will be always some type of busha. I mean, unless one has the schools to become the Sandy Gamor and erased everything, it's very, very hard to have to reach your limit.
Okay, but there's certain things that are busha, because it seems like from here, a person has a taiva, a person is not able to control themselves, a person, that's one thing, but a person is living with totally false pretenses, that's much worse. You're gonna go up there and you say, Kiva Chava Tachnu. Okay, you weren't protecting me. What were you protecting? What did you think you were gonna get your parnasa from? That guy, your boss? Guess what? That guy has no money. I gave him what he has. What are you and you're gonna feel like such a fool. I can't be talking in that guy. What does he have? It's like they're gonna show you. They're gonna that the guy is it's as if you know you're writing letters to this guy and you were begging about it. And then for years you're hoping like to get, you know, like someone told me it takes 20 years to become an overnight millionaire.
20 years.
It takes 20 years to become an overnight millionaire. I'm working 20 years on this guy, and eventually he's going to agree. I became an overnight millionaire, buddy. Overnight, you've been working on it for 20 years. Right? So I'm writing letters to this guy. I'm begging this guy, and then all of a sudden someone's going to show me it's a mascot. This is what you put your whole life into thinking. Your whole future is going to be coming from this thing. And you're going to be like, I can't believe I just threw away my whole life for this. It's a total fake. I read a book about, not even, my kids were reading a book, and I grabbed this Avner Gold book about the imposter. Basically, it's about Shabbosai Tzvi. And it basically talks about how, it talks about somehow, it's a story from the perspective of one of his followers, and how after 20 years of following him, and then they realize he was exposed, like, that this was the false thing. These people were like deflated, like, you know, and all the Rabbanim and everyone that was telling them the whole time that it's wrong were like, you know, so these guys can't face anybody. Like, here we are, everything we were betachin is totally deflated. So imagine you're sitting there and then all of a sudden they show you, by the way, this guy that's sitting at the big desk on the penthouse suite in Manhattan, let me show you something, you know, and they take out the hole and the whole thing was a balloon the whole time. That's what you're gonna feel like. I said, lovely, right? You were betaching this thing.
Oh, that my that the tzaddik Yitzhahara was very, very big.
No. That's true, but I'm not talking about that. I'm just saying anything that we're betaching other than a Kodesh Baruch Hu, we're gonna come to that realization that it was nothing the whole time. So that's something like that is what we're talking about. Your whole life, right? And that's also v'yachid levavenu la'avol yirashmecha. You know, that I should realize that my main thing is for this. That's what I'm, you know, that's what we're here for. Right? Let me just make sure that Jerry... Now, that's his other shot. Then he brings here, by the way, from the Ramchal, a very interesting idea. He says that, it's also a pasuk in Tehillim, by the way. David HaMelech says, "B'cha Hashem chasisi, al evoy shal olam." Hashem, I'd be talking in you, al evoy shal olam. I don't want to be embarrassed like them. So it's the same thing. Hashem, I had to be talking in you, and don't embarrass me forever. I see that Moshe. So now he says over here that Just like we're not supposed to get schar l'asid lavoi for free, we don't want to get the geula for free either. Because if the geula comes for free, it's not going to be so good. We want to earn the geula.
And won't so, be like I played my party then.
Right. So he says, that achshav shahayulim harbet tzaris, but if Kaisal gets tzaris before the geula, and then they were makabal ba'ahava and said, you know what, this is the Ratzon Hashem. I understood that everything you sent me was for the good. I'm not going to be bush. I'm not going to have a busha la'olam when the Mashiach comes. That if I don't have tzaris and I don't have bitachon and we didn't really do anything to deserve the geula, then when the geula gufa comes, I'm going to feel embarrassed. Because I don't deserve it. But if I work, if I earn the geula and I have schar for the geula, then when it comes, I'm not going to be busha lo'olam. So that's another pshat. The other pshat is it's talking about the schar that we need for the geula itself. Okay, so these are all the pshatim. But it does not mean, no, Hashem, I don't want to get embarrassed in this world. That's not what we're talking about. We're not talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please don't make me, you know, slip on a banana peel in front of everyone in shul. That's not what we're talking about, you know? Yeah, we don't care about that.
No, we don't want Yisurin that are going to not make us have the ability to learn Torah.
Fine, I understand, but when we're asking Hashem, don't give me busha, we're not saying Hashem, don't give me embarrassment in this world. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the busha of lost love, the busha that will come when if we don't deserve the schar, we don't deserve the geula, if we realize we were attacking the wrong things, if we realize that we weren't yachal levavein or lahav shemecha, right. That's all these things.
If you think about it, there's actually other things that says that people are going to be embarrassed. When Hashem plays back a movie of your life, you're going to be embarrassed.
Yeah, yeah, right? That's what we're talking about.
Sin with his, you can be missing hands or missing mouth. So people are going to know. Right. He's going to be missing his hands. Right. Right? So there are none for the children.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
You have the opportunity.
There's other bushes that are going to have the children other than all this. Parsing the video of your life will be erased. But once I heard that also, that would be a problem also, because if you make so many mistakes, and the whole video is erased, and then it's just a few minutes, it's also embarrassing, because what you do with your life anyways, you know, so...
Unless you did Tshuva Me'ahava, you know, it turns everything into mitzvahs. Okay, now we end off the bracha. Baruch Ato Hashem, Mishon Umivtoch LaTzadikim. You are the one that the tzadikim Mishon lean on, Umivtoch, and you're the source of their bitachon. So you are the Mishon and you are the Mivtoch for the tzadikim. Okay.
So it doesn't mean that we should. It doesn't mean we should. We believe in tzadikim.
No. Kadosh Baruch Hu, you are the Mishon and you are the Mivtach for the Tzaddikim. Mishon is you are what they lean on. Like Mishan, Mishiftecha u Mishantecha. It's like a stick. It's like a cane. It's a staff.
Support.
You are their support and you are what they're b'teach on. Now normally you would think it's the opposite, no? First they're b'teach on you, and once they're b'teach on you, then you support them. You don't support them, and then they protect on you. So it's a little out of order, right? So the Siddur Agra over here brings an unbelievable pshat. He says that tzaddikim that have bitachon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it that he's supporting them in order to strengthen their bitachon. You know how like the rich become richer and the poor become poorer?
Yeah,
So a person with bitachon gets stronger bitachon. Because when the person has bitachon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him what he needs in order to have more bitachon. So he gives a few examples. He says, for example, I'll read what he says. Gamshu miftach la tzadikim, haboy tchim boy, v'noysen she'ilasam la'achar zman, the tzaddikim have bitachon, and through their bitachon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give them things. But before that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu supports them in their quest for bitachon. Kamo shematzino b'mitzrayim, koydem tzeisam, sheherem niflois. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, look, you're going to need a lot of bitachon to come with me in the Midbar. 2 million people with no bread. So how's Klal Yisrael going to do that? They need bitachon. From where are they going to get the bitachon? They have it, but I don't want them to have any doubts. So I'm going to show them Nisim and Mitzrayim, so that now when they leave Eretz Yisrael and come with me, they'll be batuach in their bitachon. Then he says,
"V'chim
ba'chashverosh."
How's that? The Thoris Chavshi, Hashem is helping and starting them off.
Really no, that's what I'm saying. It started off with their bitachon.
It started with
their bitachon, but they Hashem doesn't want them to have falter. So he says, I'm going to support you in your bitachon. Yeah, I'm going to fault you. Right. So he says,
initially steps out.
Yeah.
You need original bitachon. So he says,
yeah, yeah, exactly.
Once you're relying,
then I'll give you more. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then he says, Gevaldik, V'chein b'chashverosh. Why did we need the whole story with Mordechai leading Haman in the middle of the street? That's irrelevant to the story. The point was not, you know, that whole story, and all of a sudden in the middle, oh, cute story, Achashverosh was led and wanted the Haman to lead Mordechai, and Mordechai lead Haman, and then Haman and Mordechai. Like, why? He says, because Klal Yisrael was in a situation they needed to have tremendous bitachon in their tefillah for Kodesh Baruch Hu in the next few days. This was the days of the Zia. Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to show them, you could rely on me. Look, out of nowhere, this is going on, these stories. So Hashem gives you a taste. Hashem gives you a little taste. Once you have the taste, you're like, okay, this is going to work. And then you get stronger in your bitachon. So it's nishan for the boitchim, so they can have even stronger bitachon. So sometimes the Kodesh Baruch Hu, so he says that, v'chein la'asid la'avai, and before Mashiach comes, kimei tzeis chami mitzrayim arenu niflois. Well, before Mashiach comes, we're going to see niflois. Lios mishan lanu, that we should be supported bibitchoneinu boy in our bitachon. So we need that bitachon. But Hashem will give us enough to support us that we shouldn't falter in our quest for the bitachon. So that's the tzaddikim arzoicha to this dual thing. They have bitachon, but then Hashem gives them more, so we'll be able to support them more in their bitachon. That's what it says, mishan miftach la tzaddikim. That's the siddur gosp shat, kishmak shat. Okay, we'll stop here.